Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I have a special treat for you. You may not know, but I have other podcasts, including Walking a Spiritual Path, that I co-host with my friend Brad Miller. And I want to share one of those great episodes with you today. You know, many professionals are searching for something greater than themselves in life. Attorney Brad Miller and recovering CPA Jason Mefford are on the path, exploring what it means for each of them to be a spiritual professional in an analytical, evidence-based world. So whether you're into yoga, meditation, crystals, or are merely curious about what else is out there, join us as we discuss our journeys and break the stigma around professionals who woo, and the myths around what it means to be spiritual. So if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to Walking a Spiritual Path that you can find on all podcast players, YouTube, and on my website. And now let's roll that episode. Hi there, I'm Jason Mefford, and I'm here with Brad Miller. And today we are going to talk about a word that maybe you haven't heard of called INI. A-Y-N-I, INI, okay? Now, to start off with, you might not have heard of that word before, but you've probably heard of the word reciprocity, okay? Reciprocity, and there's different kinds of reciprocity, so let me just kind of talk about that at the beginning, because I think it's important to understand kind of the two different kinds of reciprocity as we talk about what INI really is and why that's so important for us to be practicing that concept, okay? So a lot of people, when they think of reciprocity, they think of quid pro quo. There's a Latin term that our attorneys will know about, right? Quid pro quo, or kind of specific reciprocity, this for that. Right. And so what that would mean is, well, Brad, if I give, you know, it's equal back and forth, right? If I pay you $100, you're going to give me $100 worth of service. It's a matching
of value,
yeah. A matching of value, right? This for that, right? So quid pro quo comes up a lot in sexual harassment, which I had to deal with too much of that. Not me personally, but investigating and, you know, doing all of that kind of stuff in my corporate life, where again, it's like, hey, you know, if you want the promotion, you got to have sex with me. Right. And so that kind of comes up in the sexual harassment thing, like, well, look, I did have sex with you, so now you've got to give me the promotion, or I chose not to have sex with you. And anyway, okay. That's specific reciprocity, right? This for that, quid pro quo. Okay.
And it's also, and again, I think, expecting to give, to get something for giving. It's giving for the purpose of getting back.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's another good point to bring up, is in that specific reciprocity, you are giving in the expectation of receiving back. Okay. Now, there's another concept called general reciprocity, which is, instead of quid pro quo, it's more like, if you've ever seen the movie or read the book, pay it forward. General reciprocity is about paying it forward, doing something, giving something of benefit with no expectation of receiving anything back from it.
Right? Altruism.
It's the altruism behind it, right? And it's not giving something so you can have your name put on the side of the building, right? It's like being that anonymous donor that gives money and says, no, I don't want my name on the building, right? It's doing something for someone, right? And them wanting to do something of equal value back for you, but not necessarily requiring it, okay? because you're doing it out of love. You're doing it, you know, just to do it, right? And so that's kind of the general reciprocity side, right? And so again, those are kind of two concepts that most of you have been familiar with. And now we're going to talk a little bit more about the word aini and how that kind of means, because it's not exactly either of those that we just talked about too. So I know, Brad, why don't you jump in here a little bit about aini. What is it? Because I know this is one of these things that we can talk about for a long time, because I've been practicing it for years and I still don't get it right all the time.
But going back to what you talked about, the kind of the idea of the quid pro quo thing, the other night my wife and I were talking about, I think my daughter asked us about what would you do if you had like $10 million or something like that. You know, just kind of one of those random seven-year-old questions that they come up with, you know, like, why is the sky blue? You know, but she's, you know, what would you do if you had $10 million or $100 million, or I don't even know what the number was. And my wife said that she would, we joke like, oh, you know, I'd buy all these different things, whatever like that. But, you know, eventually we got down to the fact, my wife said, I would donate it to, you know, her alma mater to work to enhance the academic program she was a part of. You know, and then she made sure she mentioned that, and she would make sure she got her name on the door. You know, they named the building after her. You know, so she still had kind of that, I want to get something out of this mentality when it came to, you know, being able to give and help others. But, you know, aini, the idea of aini is something that I think, my train of thought just left me on where I was going with that. Yeah, man, if you want to jump in there, because I just went that way with it, and I'm not sure where.
Well, and so a lot of it goes back to, you know, some of the reciprocity, but also in a balancing of energy, right? Mm-hmm. And so, for example, you know, the giver of whatever is giving with no intention of receiving anything back, right? So if I do something for you, Brad, you know, I would do it with a loving heart, with the intention of serving and helping you. And I don't care what you do with it. I don't care whether you accept it. I don't care what, you know, if I give you a gift and you turn around and you're like, I hate this thing and I'm going to sell it. I don't care. What you do with it is your choice, right? Because I am not expecting anything back for that. But as the receiver of the aini, right, I'm giving you an energetic exchange. And so there has to be some giving from the receiver as well, right? And so again, that could be as simple as expressing gratitude to me. It could be giving me a dollar. It could be doing something nice for someone else, right? And so I had this, you know, we get random calls and texts on our phones now, right? Because especially, I mean, that's one of the ways that all the spammers are trying to get you now. And so I remember somebody must have been spoofing my cell phone number, because I got a text from somebody that said, you just called me from this number. And I'm like, I didn't just call you. Somebody must have spoofed my number. Right.
Or that was the spammer was trying to say like, oh, you just called me from this number just to get you to respond.
Give me your bank account number, right?
Well, but now they know, you know, because you know, if somebody says, hey, you just called me and you didn't, your first response is to correct them and say, no, I didn't. Yeah. Well, now the spammer knows that this is an actual number. There's an actual person behind it.
Yeah.
You know, so now they've accomplished what they're going for, because they're not trying to necessarily get you to give them your bank account right then. they just need to know that this is a valid number. So now they can go sell it to somebody else who then will go after bank account information.
Yeah. But that wasn't this case. This was actually
my
bank account should be safe. But no, it was a legitimate person, right? And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm like, hey, this happens all the time. Anyway, for a day or two, we texted back and forth a little bit, right? I mean, I have no idea who this person is. I think it was a female and she told me her name and I told her my first name, just first name, right? But anyway, I could tell that she needed a little something. Not needing, she just needed some attention, right? And so I was polite and would sent her back and forth as we were kind of communicating some thoughtful texts, right? And I can't remember how the whole thing ended up coming up. But anyway, you know, she mentioned needing friends or I don't know. It was some kind of thing. Anyway, I was just polite, but there was no way I was going to go meet with this person, right? And so finally, you know, she said, you know, well, thanks for texting. This has been very helpful. Can I take you to dinner or do something for you for appreciation? I'm like, you know, you don't need to do that, but what you can do is just think good thoughts for me or do something nice for someone else, right? I don't need anything myself. And you know, again, that's kind of the idea or the thought. I didn't expect her to do anything for me. I was just being kind and polite. Why? Because she's another human being that I just got the sense needed some friendly words back and forth, right? Just like sometimes you'll meet a complete stranger in the store or someplace like that. And it's like, I just feel like I need to smile or be kind to this person and maybe have a little 2-minute conversation with them and leave them a little bit better than the way I found them. That's kind of what it was, right? But again, in our world, we get so used to it where she was feeling like, well, now I owe you something, right? And again, she doesn't necessarily owe me anything. I was doing it out of the love of my heart. I wasn't expecting anything. But as the receiver, she does need to do something to pass the energy forward, right? Again, whether she does something back to me, even just sending me a good thought, hey, that, you know, that Jason guy who texted me, I hope he has a great day today. Because even doing that, right, is sending that good energy back out into the universe, and it's helping to balance it. Because if we don't, if you're the receiver and you're always taking, 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 and never giving back, you're stealing from the other person. You are stealing from the universe, right? And again, it's not quid pro quo, right? Like you know, I mean, there's a lot of times where it's like, maybe I do something, I pay for a meal for somebody, or I do something, and somebody's like, no, I want to pay you back. It's like, you know, you don't need to pay me back. Or if you feel like you need to pay me something, then just give me what you can or what's in your heart. Don't necessarily go, oh, but the dinner was $54.95 and I'm going to give you $54.95. No, I don't care. Right. It's like your conversation with me, the pleasure of your company during dinner to me was probably enough anyway. But if you feel like you have to do something, give me a dollar, give me $20. I don't care. Give me $100. I don't care. It's whatever you feel like that you need to give to make up for the energy of the quote unquote transaction, if you will. But it's not a transaction like we think of transactions.
Right. Yeah. No, that's the idea of the energetic exchange. That's really, I think, the heart of it. You know, and it's not you gave me $6 and so you need to get $6 worth of something back, like the quid pro quo. It's not, I find it hard to put into words And sometimes maybe it's easier to put to just explore, to use by examples. So that was a great example about the individual that you talked to on the phone. You know, another example. So I don't know how long it was now, probably what had been over the summer has been before football. It was so sometime over the summer, you and I had talked about something, and we jumped on the call and I don't remember what it was. And, you know, afterwards, you know, I felt grateful. I felt appreciative of the time that you spent with me, the advice you gave, or just the words that you said, responded to something in there. And I wanted to be able to get back. So what I did is I sent you a shirt. You know, it wasn't a, I felt the value of this conversation that I had with him was worth this much. And that translates into this shirt and not this shirt, because this one's too expensive. And this was, you know, it's gotta be this. No, none of that stuff. You know, it was just kind of, like you said, the idea of exchanging energy of, you know, I received something back and wanted to give something in exchange for that. And that something that kind of came to mind was this shirt that, was your favorite football team that I saw. And I'm like, that would be perfect thing to give in exchange for that appreciation.
I think that's a great example too, because it puts into, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, because we're friends and I try to give freely to my friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I have a business to run too, right? I mean, so if it's like really businessy related, but even then I tend to just do things for my friends because I love them and I like them and I want to help them. Right. Sure. And so it's always, but the interesting thing is there are people all the time who will just take from me, right? They'll take my time. They'll spend more time than was allotted. They'll expect certain things. And then at the end of the day, there's no return of anything. Right. No money, no appreciation,
no showing of gratitude,
showing of gratitude, really, other than kind of some people don't even say thanks when they get off the call. Right. Mm-hmm. Whereas like for you, like you said, you felt like, you know, I want to do something for Jason. And like I said, I don't even remember what we talked about, but it doesn't,
I don't
even
either,
matter.
Honestly, at this point,
it doesn't even matter. Right. But I had helped give you something, obviously on the call, you had given me something as well, right? Because on the call, there must have been some kind of an exchange that way, just in our company with each other. But you felt the need to kind of balance that energy. And so, yeah, well, here, I think you had to ask me, you're like, what size shirt do you wear? And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird, but I guess Brad's sending me a shirt. Okay. And, you know, a week later, you know, this package shows up and I open it up and it was an LA Rams t-shirt. I loved it. Love it. It's in my drawer. You know, I put it on. I wore it to training camp. Took
a picture of the trophy.
Yeah. When I was next to it, got my picture taken next to the Super Bowl trophy. I was wearing that shirt. And so when I wear that shirt, it reminds me of Brad, you know, as well, because that's where I got it from. And again, the monetary value of it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he spent on the shirt. I wasn't expecting him to do anything, you know, for me that way. But when people do things for you, there needs to be some kind of an exchange back and forth, right? And again, even if it's, you know, I love the whole idea of, I was just thinking about this morning too. There's some different restaurants that I read articles about where are there's no prices on the menu, right? So you can go into, there's some establishments like this, some restaurants where you go in and you order and you pay what you can, right? You pay what you can. And so somebody who, you know, who's very wealthy might go in and today they feel like paying $100 for the sandwich, because they've got $100 and they just feel grateful and they want to help kind of even out for other people who don't have that. And so maybe they pay $100 and somebody from the street comes in who's homeless and doesn't have any money, and maybe they don't have any money, or maybe they have 25 cents. And so they could buy the same sandwich with 25 cents, right? And again, the price of, or the value as a percentage the 25 cents for the sandwich is probably a much bigger sacrifice than the wealthy person paying $100, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a balancing too of, you know, people in the restaurant giving, wanting to give back to society, people who are there kind of giving back and forth as well, to be able to help and make sure that anybody who needs food can get food, right? Mm-hmm. But that there is some sort of an exchange that is still happening. But monetarily, the exchange doesn't have to match. In fact, most of the time, it probably shouldn't match. Or, you know, I've done things sometimes where, you know, maybe somebody that I know is anyway, I won't get into all the detail, but somebody that I know, there was a group of us that we were trying to get these certain things, and we were having a hard time finding them individually. And so one of the friends in our group found a place where he could buy the things that we needed. And so he went and bought enough for all of us and shipped it to us, right? And so he told us how much his cost was, right? And his point, he's the kind of guy where it's like, I will tell you what the cost is, but I'm doing this from my heart. So if you pay me whatever you feel like you should, right? And so if I only had a dollar, he would accept a dollar and he would be happy with it because he wasn't doing it for the money, right? But instead, what I had the money. I made sure and paid him, reimbursed him for the cost of the things that I received, but I sent him a little extra. Why? I didn't have to, but I felt grateful for him, right? And so I expressed that gratitude and kind of a prayer to him, you know, through the ethers of, you know, bless this person. But I also added a little extra monetarily to what I sent to him. Now, he's one of those guys too, where he's like, you gave me too much. I'm like, I don't care. I gave you what I felt like I needed.
You got a receipt now,
right? So I didn't want to break a 20. So you're getting a 20 or whatever it happens to be, right? But that's the kind of energetic exchange that we're kind of talking about. But it's more than just monetary things as well.
Yeah. So I'll first give an example, a professional example. So we're all, this is for professionals, this podcast, generally speaking. So most people who are probably lawyers, accountants, doctors, someone in the medical field, engineers, scientists, people like that. So I had a client that I helped with a transaction, and we've kind of finished the transaction up, and there was, you know, everything that we had agreed to, the scope was complete, and she paid me based on what we had agreed to for the scope of that. And then after that, there were still some things that were kind of hanging around and some kind of corollary issues that kind of popped up. And there really wasn't much for me that was anything I was doing with it. It was mostly just her asking me some questions and me kind of asking her some questions back and maybe giving some opinions. I reached out to a friend of mine and you know, kind of his opinion on some things. You know, and eventually she wrapped up what it was that she was working on. And so she's like, you know, how much do I owe you? You know, and I hadn't even, you know, in my head, that was, again, she's kind of a friend, you know, client. I really wasn't planning on charging her anything for the things that I did. It was mostly just answer her phone calls and, you know, whatever. And so I'm like, well, I didn't, you know, I wasn't really expecting anything out of it. You know, she's like, you know, how long did it take? How'd you get a charge or whatever? And I'm like, well, you know what? You pay me what you feel like paying me. Like whatever you feel the value was to you, then that's perfectly fine. So I'd send her a blank invoice and was like, you know, you pay whatever you want on it. I'll make the invoice match and we'll call it a day, whatever. You know, and that was my way of allowing her to show her appreciation, to exchange that energy back that she felt. But I did the things not expecting anything in the first place. I didn't expect her to pay me. So anything that she did pay me was just a bonus. And I wasn't counting on it. So it was great. You know, she could pay me $5 if she thought that's what it was worth. And that's $5 more than I had before. you know, and so that's kind of one in the professional realm of a way to kind of exemplify this idea of Aini, about exchanging energy, that she felt the need to send this back. You know, and I, you know, again, wasn't expecting anything, but honestly, part of this is the idea of is being willing to receive. We've talked a lot about the giving side of it, but you also have to be able to receive. And I'll ask Jason about that here in a second after my other example. The other example, I'm going to take this to a more of a spiritual realm now. So last week we had a really nice day out. And so I went for a hike. And when I was on the hike, I took a pause at a spot and I had a drink of water to catch my breath. It was after kind of a hill I went up. And I looked, as I was taking a drink and putting my bottle away and everything, I can look down. And I noticed on the ground was a feather. It was a blue jay feather. And it caught my eye, and I picked it up and I kind of carried it with me for the rest of my hike. And I got kind of to the end of the hike, and I was trying to decide what to do with this feather. And I decided that I thought that this was something that I'd like to have with me, that I like to take with me. But rather than just say, okay, great, yoink, put it in my pocket and walk out, the first thing I did was I asked if I could have the feather, if that was something that I could take, because that was not my feather. That feather was sitting there on the ground. It was part of nature, part of the woods I was walking in. And once I felt that I was able to take it, then I felt the need to return that somehow, to give something back in exchange for that, because I was taking that feather, and so I wanted to give something back. So I gave some water. I didn't really have a lot of things with me, but I gave some water to the earth for my water bottle that I brought with me to kind of return the energy, because obviously water is vital for all living things to help it grow. And so I was giving that, some of that energy, that growth, the healing energy of the water to the earth in exchange for that feather that I took. Now we go from the business to the to kind of the spiritual kind of a realm, but just again, kind of just the idea of giving that exchange of energy, of being able to pass that along and making sure that that kind of goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. The other side of this is then the receiving, is that when I sent you that shirt, you could have said, hey, doesn't really go with my eyes. I, you know, thanks, but no thanks. You could have told the, you know, the FedEx guy, not going to accept it or whatever like that, but you didn't. You know, I could have told my client, you know what, I'm not going to accept your money. Keep it. I don't want it. But I accepted that exchange of energy because I know that was something that she felt that she needed to do, was to exchange that. And that was part of the transaction, if you want to look at it that way, of giving and getting.
Yeah, and I think the receiving is often very difficult for me, right? So I'll just be honest with everybody, right? I'm usually more of a giver. I usually like to be the one providing, and sometimes it's very hard for me to receive. But we have to understand and realize that in order for people to give, there has to be someone to receive, right? And so think of it like the waves on the ocean, right? And things go in and things go out, and things go in and things go out, right? And energy flow is that way. There has to be a beach to receive the wave so the wave can go back out, right, into the ocean. And a lot of times, you know, like you said, it's a lot of us, I count myself, need to probably do a better job of being willing and gracious to receive, right? Because if we're not willing to receive from other people, right? Like if I told Brad, I can't believe you sent me this shirt. I sent it back to you because I don't want it, right?
Or you refuse to tell me your size, and then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Then, because I knew what you were going to do. I mean, you know, you asked me what size it was, and it's like, sure. Oh, I guess you must be going to buy me a shirt, right?
And your address. I also knew your address. So yeah,
my address.
But 2 and 2 = 4 here. I mean, it wasn't that tough, but.
And I'm an accountant. I can do math, right? But there has to be somebody to receive it, right? And I block it off. If I don't receive from Brad, how can I receive from the universe? right? Because again, I mean, that's the thing is, if I'm shutting Brad off, I'm probably also shutting off the universe, right? And so we have to be able to receive. And so I'll give you, it's maybe kind of a silly example, but one, you know, in the last few months that I had to learn about receiving, right? And so I was out of town with a group of people. And so we were, you know, we decided to order in food. We all kind of got on the the restaurant website. We were going to order our meal, pay for it all individually. Somebody would go pick it up, right, and bring it back to us. And so, you know, there were five or six of us in the group, and everybody else, no problem. They got right on the website. Their payments went through. Everything was just fine, right? And so I got on the website and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work for me. I couldn't order. It wouldn't accept my payment. And so the first time I did it, it's like, okay, this is kind of weird. I don't know why this is happening. I mean, I'm good on technology. What's going on? I do it a second time. Same issue. I do it three or four times, right? And finally I'm like, huh, well, I must not need to eat tonight.
Right. You're just saying you don't get to eat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, is what I'm telling myself, right? Because it's like, okay, once or twice, third, fourth, fifth time of it not working, and it worked for everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's like, maybe Jason needs to learn a lesson here, right? That maybe I don't need to eat tonight. I don't know, but whatever. I mean, I'm not going to starve. I got
you didn't work out
plenty,
today.
Plenty of meat on my bones, you know, and fat to sustain me for not having a meal. Right. And so it's like, okay, you know, I guess that's the way it's gonna be, right? And so they went and picked up all the food and brought it back. And they started dishing everything out and they're like, Jason, where's yours? I'm like, well, it just didn't work for me. So I guess, you know, for whatever reason, I'm okay. I brought some snacks with me anyway. I'm going to be okay. But a couple of the people in the group said, oh no. And they pulled out a plate and they took from their own stuff and made a plate for me and gave it to me. And, you know, even something as simple as that was a little hard for me to accept, but I just started crying. Right. It was one of those lessons that I had to learn. There was a reason why the payment didn't go through. And it wasn't because Jason didn't need to eat. Right. It was because Jason needed to accept a gift from my friends who weren't about to let me sit there and not eat while they were all eating, but allow them the opportunity to give to me, because there was more than enough food, right? None of us finished all of our food anyway, but allowed me to eat, but also allowed me the opportunity to humble myself enough to actually receive that, which was the bigger lesson that I had to learn, right? In that particular instance.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of lawyers, we go into the profession because we want to be able to help people. So we want to be able to give our time. We want to be able to do what we can to help people. And sometimes it's hard to receive. It's hard to charge what we should. I mean, that's a form of receiving, you know, accepting the value of what you're actually doing. We feel, you know, maybe we feel bad for somebody. We feel their situation is tough and we want to do something to help them. So we're like, well, I mean, maybe I'm going to charge you half, or I'm going to, you know, do it for free or something like that. And there are places for that to happen. But I think a lot of times we kind of get into what I call the social worker mentality, where we feel like that our job is to just to give, to help. And we don't take the time to actually receive, to actually charge what we're supposed to that what our value is. And you know, and I'm the same way with receiving. It's tough sometimes. You know, people will say, hey, do you want to piece of cake, or, you know, do something like that. My first automatic response is almost like, oh no, I'm fine, thanks, whatever like that. I immediately kind of turn them away, And so that's something that's a really good reminder that, mm-hmm. you know, there's energy exchanges taking place here. And we have to be willing to accept things to be able to give, to be able mm-hmm. to make this work. Because if you don't, it's like clogging up the dam and the water just backs up and backs up and backs up on the one side and it's dry, barren desert on the other side. You've got to allow things to go through so you get that flow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's important again, right? Are you giving? Are you receiving? Right? Are you doing both? Are you trying to balance the energy or at least do something to balance the energy from what you're receiving and what you're giving as well, right? And again, as we get into talking maybe about some different spiritual practices later, a lot of times some of those practices are doing just that, but just not between Brad and me, but between me and other beings, right? Same concept, right? That we have to learn, but we can practice with each other here, right? And so, you know, are you giving? Are you also receiving? And I think what's always good too is for people to stop and think and honestly ask yourself the question, are you a giver? Are you a taker? Or are you a matcher? Right. And so again, if you're one of those people who's trying to match exactly tit for tat, quid pro quo, that's not the right answer. Now you can do whatever you want to do, right? And you think that you're balancing everything out. But when you can get to a point to where you are giving more than you are receiving, or you're giving without expectation of receipt, you'll actually get more than what you give. It happens that way all the time. But the other thing is to ask yourself whether or not you're actually taking, because a lot of people in this world take and steal from other people, right? I know, Brad, you probably had this too. I've had people all the time who want me to do things for them professionally for free. And for a long time, I would do that. But it's not fair to me, and it's not fair to them either, right? I mean, I've had people take and steal my intellectual property. Now, I should go sue their asses, right? But that's not...
I know a good lawyer.
Yeah, you know a good lawyer who could do that for me, right? But that's also energetically not what I want to do either, right? Because I know that karma comes around. And if you're taking from people, you're going to get taken from. In the long term, the energy will balance itself out at the end of the day, right? And so just, again, don't be a saint right away, you know, or do anything like that. And like I said, I mean, I'm thinking about this concept every day and just trying to every day do a little better at how I'm receiving and how I'm giving. And it's just, you know, again, trying to place more awareness on that for all of you that are listening, because this is a very beautiful concept. And you don't understand probably how powerful this concept is in your spiritual evolution, right? It's one of the most important things that you can actually do, but it's a simple thing. It's not chanting a mantra and, you know, going, oh, you know, that all the gurus are trying to tell you you have to do to be spiritual, but it is... It's one of the most important things. I'm going to say it again. It's one of the most important things that you can do for your own spiritual evolvement.
And if you didn't catch it, Jason thinks that this is one of the most important things you can do for your spiritual evolvement. So,
but you know, call me out, Brad. If you think I'm full of crap, then you tell me too. But I mean, if you,
well, I mean, we all are. I mean, we both are full of it. But I mean, but yeah. I agree with you. Like, this is something that... You're dealing with energies. You're dealing with stuff that, I mean, quite frankly, is above all of us, you know, and it's beyond all of us. And, you know, if you think of the idea of, you know, what comes around goes around, like you said, the idea of somebody stealing from you, you know, it's going to, you know, they steal from you, they're going to get stolen from. You know, it's the same kind of concept. You want to be able to give freely, openly, so that you allow yourself that thing's to come back to you. But also when it does come back, you have to be willing to accept it, because otherwise it just sits there and builds up. And if it can't get through, then it's like, well, you're not accepting it, so you get nothing. No soup for you.
No soup for you.
Right. No Aini for you. So
yeah.
A-Y-N-I, Aini.
Aini. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it again, but we thought it would be good to do an episode, because there are certain words that Brad and I use that you might not be familiar with. And so we thought this is one of those words. Aini is one of those words. So now as we're referring to it or talking about it in the future, you'll know what we're talking about as well. And it's an important concept that the better you can get at this, the better your life is going to be in general. So.
Cool. All right. With that, we're going to wrap up for today. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you being here, putting up with us yet again for another episode, for your comments, your feedback. We definitely love to hear from you, and also appreciate you sharing this with others who can benefit from it as well. Again, a little bit of Aini there, sharing us with them.
It'll well, because that's, and again, it's not as a plug for us, right? Necessarily, because we're not doing this for the money. I hope you guys realize that, right? I mean, Brad and I are taking time out of our day when we could be having billable hours to do this because we want to give to you. So obviously, if you felt like you've gotten value from this, then share that. You know, let us know what you loved about it, right? That's a way of kind of giving back, or share it with someone else so other people, right, can start to hear some of these things as well. That's also a way of kind of giving it or paying it forward in a form of Aini. Because again, if you just sit there and you just take it all in and you don't share it with anybody, or you don't share the concepts with anybody, then you're not really balancing the energy exchange that we're giving you by doing this podcast too. So.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. So we will see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening.
See you then.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments, and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.